This is Words of Hope. The title of today's devotional is He is Coming, and was written by David Bast. Today's scripture is Revelation 1, verse 7, and Acts 1, 6 through 11. Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will wail on account of him. Even so, amen. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? He said to them, It is not for you to know times or seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. And when he had said these things, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. And while they were gazing into heaven, as he went, behold, two men stood by them in white robes and said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. A lot of ink has been spilled over Jesus' second coming. Will there be a millennium, a literal thousand-year reign of Christ on the earth? Will the church be snatched away in a miraculous rapture? Is the end just around the corner? I have to confess that I'm not terribly interested in debate over the details of the Lord's return, or in combing the often puzzling images of Revelation for clues. I am interested, though, in holding up what the Bible says about it. Here's what all faithful Christians believe about what the Apostle Paul called our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. First, Jesus' return will be personal, visible, and physical. Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him. Even those who pierced him, and all tribes of the earth will wail on account of him. This is not some kind of secret spiritual event. It's as public as a parade. In 1 Thessalonians we read, For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God. Second, Jesus' return will be glorious and triumphant. We read in Matthew, They will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. He came once in humility to die on a cross. Next time, it's going to be very different. This has been Words of Hope. For more devotional resources, including a print copy of this devotional, visit woh.org. That's woh.org. And please join us again tomorrow for more Words of Hope.